Cool. Mm-hmm. When your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a push. If you carried a heavy suitcase long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say, I tote, or
take,
or
carry,
or
lift.
All right. If some children came into the house and started playing with the things on the table and you were afraid they were going to break something, you'd say to them,
Don't touch those.
Or if it's just one thing, you'd say,
don't touch that.
Or if it's one special thing, you'd say, don't
bother it.
All right. And if you're talking to a special child, you'd say,
don't you touch that.
Or don't you touch it. All right. If you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, go. All right. You'd say to me what?
All right.
Go get me a hammer.
All right. Or anything else?
Not go fish.
If you wanted a knife and
bring me a knife.
All right. Go bring me a knife. Or would you say, go find me a knife?
Well, you wouldn't have to hunt it.
Your house is different from my house then. Playing tag. What is the tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe? All right, anything else?
Home.
All right. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
go get it.
Or to
catch it.
Or to
bring it.
All right. If you throw it, you ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't.
I haven't caught one yet.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait.
All right. After you've discharged him, the employee might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, just give me
one reason why I should.
All right. Or give me
a good reason.
Or
reference.
If he knows that he's done wrong, but he wants to be employed.
Oh, give me one more chance.
All right. Or, okay. If a man's in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good
mood. Very good humor.
All right. If you have a hired man, he keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him, and you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to
get rid of that man.
All right. Anything else?
Fire him. Or lay him off. Or let him go.
I don't, let me see. You might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
I sure don't recollect or remember that.
All right.
My daddy always said recollect.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. I just don't recollect like I should.
Did you ever hear the term, I disremember?
Yeah, I disremember that.
All right. You might say, I have just blank him a letter.
I've just written him a letter.
Yesterday, he blanked me a letter.
You wrote me a letter.
Tomorrow, I'll
write him one.
All right. And I expect an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope and you take your pen and
address the envelope.
Anything else you might say?
You write the letter.
All right. I want to write. Do you know his
address?
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he learned how to whistle and you want to know where he learned it, you ask him, who
taught you to whistle?
All right. If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and
pick flowers.
Anything else?
Cut flowers.
Something a child might play with. You call that.
Toy.
Anything different in the toy you might buy in a store and one you might make at home?
Yes.
What would you call one you'd make at home?
Original homemade toy.
Okay. You didn't use the word play pretty. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean?
Give that baby his play pretty.
What is that?
Something they play with.
Does that mean something from a store or can it mean something that's also made at home?
Something, either one, I imagine.
Either one. All right. If something happened that you expected, predicted, or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say,
I told you so.
Or
I told you that was going to happen.
Or if you were
warned.
Or I just